Welcome to Winning Every Day. Winning Every Day devotional is written by Isaac Mell. If you are blessed by this podcast, kindly share with your friends and loved ones at the end of the podcast. Thank you and may the Lord bless you.
My anchor in oceans that toss me away. When I'm in rescue, you are my ransom. When I'm in shelter, you are my home. When I am weak, Lord, you're what I reach for. Lord, I believe whatever I need, Jesus, you are.
Thank you for joining us today on Winning Every Day. The story of the Valley of Dry Bones, found in Ezekiel chapter 37, is a powerful illustration of God's ability to bring life to even the most hopeless situations. It is a story of resurrection power, obedience, the power of God's word, and the necessity of faith. As we study this story, we can gain valuable insights into how we can experience God's resurrection power in our own lives. May this message inspire and motivate us to trust in God, obey His commands, meditate on His word, and have faith that He will work all things together for our good. Again, the topic is dry bones, and our Bible text is from Ezekiel chapter 37 verse 1 to 10.
Ezekiel chapter 37 verse 1 to 10. The hand of the Lord was upon me, and He brought me out by the Spirit of the Lord and set me in the middle of a valley. It was full of bones. He led me back and forth among them, and I saw a great many bones on the floor of the valley, bones that were very dry. He asked me, "Son of man, can these bones live?" I said, "O sovereign Lord, you alone know." Then he said to me, "Prophesy to these bones and say to them, dry bones, hear the word of the Lord. This is what the sovereign Lord says to these bones, I will make breath enter you, and you will come to life. I will attach tendons to you and make flesh come upon you and cover you with skin. I will put breath in you, and you will come to life. Then you will know that I am the Lord." So I prophesied as I was commanded, and as I was prophesying, there was a noise, a rattling sound, and the bones came together, bone to bone. I looked, and tendons and flesh appeared on them and skin covered them, but there was no breath in them. Then he said to me, "Prophesy to the breath. Prophesy, son of man, and say to it, this is what the sovereign Lord says, come from the four winds, O breath, and breathe into these slain, that they may live." Verse 10, the last verse. So I prophesied as he commanded me, and breath entered them. They came to life and stood up on their feet, a vast army.
Are you passing through trials and faced with battles that make your situation hopeless? Perhaps you are in the valley of dry bones as everything seems dry and nothing works again in your life. I pray today that God's resurrection power will restore life to your dry bones in Jesus' name. The valley of dry bones is a well-known story found in the book of Ezekiel chapter 37 in the Old Testament. It's a story that speaks of hope and restoration, even in the most hopeless situations. The story begins with God taking the prophet Ezekiel to a valley filled with dry bones. The bones were scattered all around the valley, and they were very dry. In verse 3, God asked Ezekiel a question, "Son of man, can these bones live?" Ezekiel's response was one of faith, "Sovereign Lord, you alone know." You may also be asking yourself today, "Can I still succeed in life? Can I still have a child? Can I be healed of this disease, or can this shame still end in my life?" But I want to tell you that God can do anything. He will bring life to your dead and hopeless situation today. In verse 4 and the following verses, God commanded Ezekiel to prophesy to the bones. He told him to say, "Dry bones, hear the word of the Lord. This is what the sovereign Lord says to these bones. I will make breath enter you, and you will come to life. I will attach tendons to you and make flesh come upon you and cover you with skin. I will put breath in you, and you will come to life. Then you will know that I am the Lord." Ezekiel obeyed the command of the Lord, and as he prophesied, the bones began to come together, bone to bone. Tendons and flesh appeared on them, and skin covered them, but they still had no breath in them. God then commanded Ezekiel to prophesy to the breath, and as he did, the breath entered the bones, and they came to life. A vast army stood before Ezekiel, alive and breathing. Also speak life to your dry bones today. No matter how hopeless your situation may be, God's word will restore life to it. This story is a powerful reminder of the resurrection power of God. Even when things seem hopeless and dead, God is still able to breathe life into them. He is the God of the impossible, and He is able to do what no one else can do. As we face the challenges of life, we may sometimes feel like we are in a valley of dry bones. It may seem like everything around us is dead and lifeless, and there is no hope for a better tomorrow. However, just as God brought life to the dry bones in Ezekiel's vision, He can also bring life to our hopeless situations. In Psalm chapter 30 verse 5, the psalmist says, "Weeping may stay for the night, but rejoicing comes in the morning." This verse reminds us that our present situation may be filled with tears and sadness, but it won't last forever. There is always hope for a better tomorrow, and that hope is found in Jesus Christ. The Apostle Paul also encourages us in 2 Corinthians chapter 4 verses 16 to 18. "Therefore we do not lose heart. Though outwardly we are wasting away, yet inwardly we are being renewed day by day. For our light and momentary troubles are achieving for us an eternal glory that far outweighs them all. So we fix our eyes not on what is seen, but on what is unseen, since what is seen is temporary, but what is unseen is eternal." Paul reminds us that even though we may face troubles and difficulties in life, they are only temporary. In the grand scheme of things, they are nothing compared to the eternal glory that awaits us in heaven. Therefore, we should not lose heart but continue to press on, knowing that our labor in the Lord is not in vain. In addition to reminding us of God's resurrection power, the story of the Valley of Dry Bones teaches us the importance of obedience. When God commanded Ezekiel to prophesy to the bones, he obeyed without question. He didn't argue with God or try to come up with a better plan. He simply obeyed. You too must trust God today and obey His words. Obedience is a vital aspect of our Christian walk. Jesus says in John chapter 14 verse 15, "If you love me, you will obey my commands." As Christians, we are called to obey God's commands, even when we don't understand them fully or when they seem difficult to follow. When we obey God, we demonstrate our love for Him and our trust in His plans for our lives. Moreover, the story of the Valley of Dry Bones also highlights the power of God's word. When Ezekiel prophesied to the bones, it was the word of God that brought them back to life. The word of God is powerful and alive, able to transform lives and bring hope to the hopeless. As you prophesy to your own situation today, may the word of God bring life to your circumstances in Jesus' name. The story of the Valley of Dry Bones also reminds us of the importance of faith. When God asked Ezekiel if the dry bones could live, his response was one of faith. He recognized that God alone had the power to bring the bones back to life, and he trusted in God's ability to do so. The same way, you must put your faith to work today. You must have faith in what God can do in your life and forget what the doctor says, what the economy says, or what your friends say about you. Hebrews chapter 11 verse 1 says, "Now faith is confidence in what we hope for and assurance about what we do not see." Faith enables us to trust in God's promises, even when we don't see them being fulfilled immediately. It gives us the confidence to believe that God is working all things together for our good, even in the midst of difficult circumstances. As you apply the lessons from the story of the Valley of Dry Bones to your life, be reminded that God is able to bring life to even the most hopeless situations. Never lose hope, but instead, put your trust in God, obey His commands, meditate on His word, and have faith that He will work all things together for your good. The story of the Valley of Dry Bones teaches us that in the most hopeless situation, God has the power to bring life and hope. It is a story of restoration, obedience, the power of God's word, and the necessity of faith. As you go today, take a moment to ask yourself, are there areas in my life that feel like the Valley of Dry Bones? Perhaps you are facing difficult circumstances, or you are struggling with sin or doubt. Whatever your situation may be, have confidence in the fact that God is able to bring life to even the driest bones. As you reflect on the story of the Valley of Dry Bones, may you be encouraged to put your trust in God, knowing that God will turn your situations around for good as you declare His word to your situation today. Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank You for the powerful message that we have received through the story of the Valley of Dry Bones. We are reminded of Your resurrection power, the importance of obedience, the power of Your word, and the necessity of faith. We ask that You help us to trust in Your sovereignty and goodness, to obey Your commands, meditate on Your word, and to have faith that You will work all things together for our good. When we face the most difficult circumstances, Help us to take heart in the fact that you are able to bring life to even the driest bones. Thank you for your love, grace, and faithfulness. As we go today, bless us and order our steps. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen.
Bible in a year. The Bible reading for today is from 1 Samuel chapter 27, chapter 28 and chapter 29. And for the evening, Luke chapter 17 verses 1 to 19. Thank you for being part of today's episode of Winning Every Day. Have a pleasant day and may the Lord bless.
For more information about salvation, faith and other biblical topics, write to info@isaacmel.com. You can also call us for prayer requests and to share your testimonies on +234 706 688 5715. Winning Every Day is a daily devotional podcast by Isaac Mel Ministries. You can also listen to us on iHeartRadio, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and on Spreaker. Till next podcast, go and win with Jesus.